Blog Talk Radio.
Down on my knees again tonight. I'm hoping this prayer will turn out right. There is a boy that needs your help. I've done all that I can do myself. Mother is tired, I'm sure you can understand. Each night as he sleeps, she goes in to hold his hand, and she tries not to cry as the tears still arise. Can you hear me? Am I getting?
Thank you.
Can you see? Please don't leave him. He's my
son. What a beautiful song. Boy, it's just welcome to the show, everybody. Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long, and you can thank my son Nick for that song. He was thinking last night, and he's telling me last night, he's like, Dad, I got a perfect song for Michelle's show tonight, and he played it for me. Of course, this is one of my favorite songs, but I don't think ever played it on my show before. And so Nick was real proactive in downloading and uploading it on the show platform last night, so it would beautifully play. Very touching song, to say the least. We're here with Medium Michelle, as I was saying, and Medium Michelle, psychic medium, is my very first guest I had when I started 9 years ago on the show. And my show was all about searching, for the other side. Where do our loved ones go? And obviously, that is something near and dear to my heart, because most of you guys know I lost my parents. Dad died when I was 13. And then if that wasn't bad enough, 2.5 years later, my mom dies next to me in a car at age 16. It wasn't a car accident. It was just she was scared. And a blood clot went to her heart, and she died right next to me. So having my loved ones die suddenly like that, your mom and dad, and you're not even, out of high school yet. You still have your senior year yet to come. That would be hard for anybody, especially a kid. But anyway, that was my search when I started this show, really. About the other side, connecting to the, our loved ones on the other side. Could we actually do that? Was really my thoughts. Is it possible? 'Cause this is my thinking back then. Is it possible? 'Cause I've heard back then some, on other shows, of course, some really great readings, I thought, and others that were very suspect at best, I guess you would say, right? And so when Medium Michelle came along, and we I think we just did a show or two to see how it would go, and I was just blown away at total strangers calling into a show, and Michelle connecting them, with evidential information, not general information, but specific things. It so blew me away. And I'm a person, you can ask my son, he'll agree to this. I'm a very skeptical person, because with the reason I'm skeptical, well, I think you need to be, first off, is because when I can, let's say a reading, when I can take away all of the variables, like if I hear a really great reading, if I can take away all of, the connection, does the reader know this person they're reading for? Do they know them at all? Have they ever read for them before? Was the information in any way general, or was it specific? And then when you get someone who actually has specific information and you ruled out all the other, items, then you know you've got something there. You have got an amazing medium. And that is what I found in Medium Michelle. So much so that I'll share with you one quick story is of the readings. We did many shows together, Michelle and I. And one of the calls, a lady called in, never called the show before, and was wanting to contact her sister who had passed away. And Michelle said something that when I heard the words come out, I wondered if maybe I could actually stop the show because my mouth was hanging open. Because on the show, we run at about 10 to 15 second delay. And don't know if you guys knew that, but we do. So what you hear, what I'm saying right now, you guys will hear in about 10 seconds from now. So Michelle's given this reading. She says, and I need to see if I can find that clip. I don't know. And she says to the lady calling in about her sister, she says, your sister is telling me something. I have to ask, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but she says, are you wearing today your sister's panties? And that is when I thought, oh my God, this is the end of my show as I know it. And Michelle, I guess we are done working together. I thought, you know, Michelle's always taught me that to be ethical and be a real medium, she has to give what she's getting. She can't not, not say things that she's getting. So she says, Michelle says this, are you wearing your sister's panties? And then to surprise me again, the caller says, yes, she is. And she's saying this in tears, of course, because she knows what she knows she really has connected to her sister. So, oh my God. And everything was ruled out. The caller never called the show before. Michelle never knew this person before. Like, oh my God. So that is one of many amazing readings that I have heard Michelle give that is why I can say one of the very best mediums in the world. And I will say that, and I'll stand on that, in the world. So that's our guest. Sorry, running a little long, but sometimes spirit takes a hold of me, as Bonnie knows, my producer, and I have to go with it. So call on in and speak to Medium Michelle. The number is 347-884-8245. And again, if you want to get a lot of people already in the, when you call in, press the 1 on your phone to be in the queue. And if you are donating to our homeless mission, something very near and dear to my heart and should be yours too, because we're all spiritual, so we should all have that component of love and have our love in action. The link is on the show page for the GoFundMe. If you make a donation, and we'll bring you to the front of the line, so guarantee you to coming in, my thank you, my paying it forward to you for helping out our homeless mission, helping those less fortunate than us. You can do that. The link is there. You can do that now. You still have time. It's don't take more than a couple of seconds, really, to do it. And there you go there. We say if you want to, about had a conversation with Bonnie about this, about $20 if, to be moved to the front of the line. But whatever you can donate, be much appreciated. Okay, you guys are calling in. Wow, we got a lot of people calling in. Okay, let's find Medium Michelle somewhere on the switchboard. It is jamming up so fast right now. Okay, Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi, Michael. I love that story that you tell. I love it. It makes me laugh every single time. And it reminds me of seeing John Edward. He gave a live group reading. And one time he somebody, okay, I'm seeing you putting a piece of bubble gum inside the casket of your brother. So it's kind of sort of the, on the same lines, not as embarrassing, but yeah, I love it. I love it. You don't, I call that the gold, and you don't always get the gold, but I always strive to get that.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah. You taught me early. That's the marquee of a really,
yeah.
Great medium. And I mean, I was in my very first months when you said that, and I thought, man, they're going to ban me because that lady is going to go to the head of the Blog Talk people. And how dare Michael Long Show say that to me? And I go, oh, man, I'm done. That was a great start. But
and then there was another one where I said, did you go shopping for bras today? Because your sister, it was another sister reading. And she's like, yes, I just went to Victoria's Secrets and got a bunch of bras. And then there was another one where I was saying, I'm seeing chocolate cupcakes in the trunk of your car. She's like, yes, it's soccer season finale. And I'm, or the birth, I can't remember what the event was, but she had chocolate brownies in her, or cupcakes, chocolate cupcakes in her trunk.
Yeah, I remember that. That was on a Sunday night. I remember that call.
I did a reading a couple of days ago, and there was some pretty amazing stuff that came through. I knew that she was undergoing a construction project in her basement, and she was leery about the construction guy. And I said, well, you know, follow your instincts. He's definitely trying to get more out of you than what the job's worth. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember all of those. Yeah, great.
When dogs come through or pets and I can describe to them what their pet looks like, that's pretty amazing. I enjoy that.
Yeah. It's really great. I love to sit back and, you know, listen and hear the, you know, the evidential information come up, and just to, you know, what I really love is, as you do, that's why you do it, is just to see the people get help that, you know, lost their loved ones that really know it's them.
Yeah. There is this YouTube video that I posted on my Facebook page today. This woman was grieving the loss of her 4-year-old son, and this little boy loved robins, and he would always point them out and try to go chase them. And then she was at his gravesite and praying for a sign. And the robin, it brought me to tears to see this, the robin flew over and landed on her hand and just stood there for like a couple of minutes while she's sobbing. Like, that is the stuff, people. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Exactly. Michelle, I didn't get a chance to talk to you earlier, but I don't know even what our topic is.
Our topic is how to be a really great caller when you call in for a reading. I feel like, you know, some people are nervous, some people are skeptical, some people are just on it about whatever. And so when you call in for a reading or when you have a professional mediumship reading, there you can be a bad client. That's possible. So try to be a great client. If you're happy and you're upbeat and your energy is up, you're going to have a wonderful reading because it really is me working with your energy. We are co-creating an amazing reading. You do have a part as a caller or a client to contribute to positivity and great energy. If you, you know, there is callers that will come in and say no, and you know, I don't understand, or no, and then they're upset. And then, but what I, you know, I just want to say is to keep an open mind. And if I get a no, you know, the second time that I mention a piece of information, I'm going to assume that I'm not making a connection, and I'm going to have to end the reading if I can't make a connection. So usually if it's by the third time, you know, then, and I don't think that's really ever happened to me, but I do get skeptical clients. And generally, you know, I ask them to meditate 20 minutes before the reading to shut that left brain off, because the left brain is your ego, and it's going to sabotage and rob you of the many blessings that you could have. So you want to let that left brain chatterbox, the critical side, you want to let that go. And you'll have a great reading if you come in with an open mind. But if you come in with a prove it to me attitude, that's not going to go very well. So, and generally, just say yes. If I'm hitting on something, you know, yes, yes. And maybe a short explanation, because a lot of times I have no idea what the information that I'm getting means. And I need your input to tell me what that is it seeing, because you know what that is more than I would. Does that make sense?
Right. I love what you're saying, because I've seen it with all the shows I've done. If someone is, you need to be open-minded to have to really have a successful reading. If you're set and just, you know, where, you know, you're just focused, you get, you know, like, for example, you know, you're coming on, you're like, hey, you know, I got to be connected to Elvis. So if someone start bringing up stuff and is like, no, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want any stuff from King Henry. I just, you know, but I would just want, I know my son's laughing, but, you know, you need to be open to get it all in and write it down or record it. Like, these shows are archived, and go back to it and let time settle. Like, let a couple of days set, just like when you, Michelle, you gave a reading to Nick years ago when he was 15, I believe. He wasn't even old enough to drive yet. And you said, Nick, I'm seeing you driving. Are you driving a lot right now? And Nick said, no, I'm not even got my license yet, so I don't know what that is. And you said, I'm seeing that real vividly over and over. And then the call ended, and Nick was telling me, you know, I don't know what that is. And then, sure enough, later that evening, he came to me. He said, I know what it is. He said, you know, that gift you gave me for my PlayStation is, you know, it's a race car thing, and I've been playing the heck out of it, and that's what it was. And you were seeing them driving.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not black and white.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it'll come to you later.
I get, I mean, when I have a client session, I'll get validations for 2 weeks, sometimes months, and of them, oh, I know what that meant. Oh, I know this happened and that happened. I did a reading with a friend. Her puppy passed away, and I told her how another dog had killed the puppy, and I told her how it would all play out. And I told her that the dog is going to come back into another puppy that you're going to get. And I'm getting a Mimi connection, getting the name Mimi. What's Mimi? And she's like, oh, my daughter's pregnant, and my other daughter wants to be called Aunt Mimi. Well, so we thought that that's what it was. We're like, okay, we'll make that connection. Lo and behold, I get this Facebook post. It's there on my Facebook now. And she says, the mother of the dog, of the puppy, the new puppy she's going to get, is named Mimi. So,
yeah.
And I get just as blown away as the next person. This is, every reading is just as exciting to me as it is for the client. It's like it's happening to me. I get really excited.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I know you do. It's so great. And it's so great, you know, you've come back, and so many people just, I just hear from them all the time. They're so excited. And, you know, I just, you have, you know, your fans and clients just love you because they just know what a blessing you are and what love you have and how genuine you are. I mean, you know, I mean, you're the only let me think for a minute. Yeah, that's true. You're the only guest that has a connection to my kids, Nick and Holly. You know, they look up to you, and I you know, invite that, encourage that, because I know what a great, you know, person you are and role model and things like that. So,
Well, they're part of the millennials, and I look at them like I look at my own daughter who is around their age, and I just try to mentor as much as I can because I know that the millennials, many of them have these gifts, and they stuff them away and they ignore them. And it ends up causing more problems. They turn to alcohol and drugs to mask it, to try to get rid of it or suppress it. That doesn't work. Eventually, they have to embrace the abilities that they have. And it's many of the millennials. And the kids that are being born today will have even more amazing ability and gifts than any of us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I know, say my son Nick, you know, how early he is starting his spiritual gifts, you know, way before I started. Anyway, he's telling me I'm still stuck in the 3D. Sometimes I start talking politics. He's like, Dad,
mental.
You're in the 2D. Yeah, I know. I know it is.
That is so funny. You're just stuck in 3D, Dad. God, get with the program. Get to the 5D.
Yeah, right. He's in the 5D here. I said, well, the other day I heard someone was in the 13D, so you must be really out of it.
Yeah, right.
That's what someone said. They're in the 13D. And I'm like, all right.
I don't even think you would be able to maintain a physical body being in 13D.
it wasn't him, it was someone else that I seeing talking somewhere. I don't know, but anything else, Michelle, or does that cover your topic? Or
that pretty much covers it. So
okay,
I will tell you, I am getting some loved ones here, and so I'm definitely ready to take some callers.
Okay. All righty. Let me make a quick announcement, and then we're going to go to the callers for the rest of the program. And again, all of Michelle's contact information is listed right here on the show page. Facebook link is right there if you want to contact Michelle for private sessions. Now, everybody is calling on in. I want to say, just take a couple of minutes and let's think about those less fortunate than us, those that maybe don't have a home tonight, maybe are using a park bench for their bed, or like I know one guy, Burles, who's here in Oklahoma City, lives on the street. He has two shopping carts. That's his home. And there are so many folks out there that need our help, and we have started our homeless program back in December of helping those less fortunate than us. And, you know, it all comes back to, you know, asking yourself. I think most people here today would say they're spiritual, right? So you got to ask yourself, what does spirituality mean to you? What makes you spiritual? Is it being you're a medium or a psychic or a healer or a spiritual radio host? No, none of those do. It's love. You got to have the foundation of love. And it's just like this show. I've always said that this show is about helping people. That's the bottom line of Journey into the Light. That is the essence of the core being of myself and this show. No other reason is this show here for other than helping you where you're at. And we have taken that core belief and gone out and helped people from the show, like Melvin, who is going to be homeless, and we raised $1,400 for Melvin in 10 days so he wouldn't be. He already suffered a tragedy of losing his son after his son was shot and lingered in the hospital and then died right before Christmas. My gosh. And then, you know, I thought we got to do more than just send him prayers and blessings. That wasn't working. So we were able to do that. And now we have harvested that love and gone out to the streets where I go out, and I love doing it because I love helping brothers and sisters. That's what they are, and many of them are angels. Now, I want to one thing I want to do before we, and we're gonna get right back to the show. I want to put on a clip from a guy that's homeless, and just listen to him for just a minute and see if your heart opens for someone that may not is our brothers and sisters, and we might not personally know them. Our body right here, I know we have a large crowd here tonight of spiritual folks, right? That are, so let's put that love into action here tonight here, and then we're gonna get right back, because that's what spirituality is. Let's put the spirituality into action.
My name is Ronald Davis. I've been on the street for about a year and a half now. Well, I come from the suburbs. Life, you know, which is rough. And I mean, I didn't sleep in Lower Wacker. I didn't sleep on the bridges. I didn't sleep in little cardboard boxes and stuff, you know, just surviving. Especially in the wintertime is the hardest time. And like, I go to fill out applications for a job and stuff. They look at me, you know, I'm not looking presentable. And then they, well, we'll call you, leave a number. But how can I leave a number when I don't have a phone? So it's just a struggle out here, you know. I just, you know, from day to day, people, I come out here and panhandle with my cup right here at the Metro train station. People come off bringing me sandwiches and stuff like this here. And I start out in my morning about 6 o'clock. You know, sometimes I don't even have enough to go to the flop house. You know, sometimes the flop house is a cheap place, and they number $16 for 24 hours right over there on Clark and Van Buren. And a lot of times I don't have enough money for that, so I had to end up sleeping in the park or on one of these benches downtown or something like this. And then the security guards come and run you off about 5 or 6 in the morning. So by 6 o'clock, I started panhandling and trying to survive. And, like I said before, some days I don't even have enough to get it wrong, so I just sleep on the street. But I depend on the people that's coming off the train, because most of them, I give them respect. You know, most of them like me. They come out and give me clothes and food and stuff like this here, so I can survive. Give me a few bucks and everything, and I add it up at the end of the day and get me a little room for the night. And whenever I'm not fortunate enough to get the room, I just sleep in the street wherever I can. It's really humiliating to be shaking a cup 24 hours a day, and people just look at you like you're some kind of little bum, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have had people to walk past me and say, get a job, bum. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being. And it's hard. But after the end of the day, When people go home and everybody get on the Metro train, and then I just feel so bad that I can't be going home. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's really emotional, because I'm really trying to get myself together and get off this tree. You know, and I don't care what it's doing. If I can get a job and through this humidity. You know, I mean, you just lose all your humility when you're shaking a cup begging. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can look at a person and tell if they give you respect or not. You know what I mean? A lot of people look at you like you're just a piece of crumb. You know, I had one guy walk past me and talk about me so bad, and then I just looked at him. I said, God bless you, sir. He walked past and went down the street, come right back. And he said, you know what, man, I had a bad day. He said, I'm sorry for even calling you that. He said, because I know you're a human being. He said, would you accept my apology? I said, apology accepted. He went in his pocket and gave me $30 and said, go get you a room and get you something to eat. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, no matter what people think about me, I know I'm a human first. And just because I'm down on my luck, don't give nobody no excuse to call me no bum. Because I'm not.
To me, that is the core of why I do what I do and why I talk about it. Why do I, you know, I talk about it so much, you know why? It's because to get people to donate, it's like pulling teeth. It really is. It is so difficult. And, I mean, you got to think for a minute. If you donated tonight $5, $10, $20, whatever the amount, would you be homeless tomorrow? So many of us think that if we donated a certain amount, that would just be the end of us. We would just be out in the street. But so we all, most all of us can look around right now and see how fortunate we are. But just like that guy, I once talked to a person who was interviewed on 2020 on ABC, and they asked him, he was underneath a bridge in New Jersey, and they asked him, how did you get here? What is your story? A lot of times I'll ask the homeless people myself to find a story, you know, what got you here? And this guy had a family, he was working, had a house, he had two girls, happily married, lived in the suburbs, and then tragedy happened where his daughter was brutally raped, and the person who did this got off on a technicality. It so upset the father that he found this person and beat the person up almost to death. So the father ended up in prison for 10 years. When he came out, he was homeless. His family left him, and he had nothing. And that is what put him underneath a bridge. And luckily, thank God, a store manager nearby gave him a chance to work in the store. And now the guy is a store manager of that store. So, you know, we can't judge because we don't know what unless we walk in someone's shoes. Anyway, we all have to ask ourselves, will we help? And I love going out and helping the folks. And what we just need is your support, your donation. The link is on the show page, on the GoFundMe link. It's right there. And anybody who donates, not again, my thank you is bringing you up next on the show. Again, we're all spiritual. Let's show that love in action tonight. And let's say, hey, we did something. We got, you know, a great show, but we also helped many people tonight. If you need help on that, I'll be coming to you in the screening room. Let's continue the show here with Media Michelle. Welcome back.
I'm back.
Okay,
that was
great.
Heart-wrenching, and if it didn't bring you to tears, then I don't know. That was pretty heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is just, you know, we all can act. We all can make a difference. And if people think that, you know, there's people out there doing this, I don't need to, you know, help or donate, you're fooling yourself. I'm out there. There's barely anybody helping the homeless people. It's rare, you know, to see anybody stop and help. And I'm happy that we have a group of people that will – you know, sponsor this so I can go out there and you know, and give out the donations. I love doing it. So all people have to do is donate, and I'll do the legwork. I feel like Santa Claus going out there. But
I bet that brings a lot of joy to you to be able to do that.
It really does, Michelle. It's man, I love it, love it, love it. But anyway, let's help some people on the show. And the first caller we'll bring in is a friend of mine who I've known for a while now, And she's a really beautiful soul. Has helped a lot of people in her life. Let's bring Teresa on into the show. Welcome, Teresa.
Hey, Michael. Thank you. Hey, hey Michelle.
Sure. Hi, Teresa.
Very excited. Hey, I'm excited to be on. And I just want to say what a lovely thing to be doing, Michael, because the old saying, there go I, but by the grace of our Creator or God or whatever the label you attach. I worked at a state government mental health hospital, and you see people from every background, race, religion, and educational situation. So health can put you on the streets, lack of good health. And, you know, certainly we all saw the economy kind of go to the wayside, 9 years ago. And I'm in Atlanta, and about 98% of all builders lost their income and their homes and vehicles. So a lot of broken families as well. So all communities have the availability to make change, positive change, and I applaud you.
Thank you. Thank you. What you said is totally correct. It affected a lot of people. And just think of, you know, all the state hospitals and stuff. They ran out of funding, and they released all those people out in the street, you know? And
mm-hmm.
You know about that because you were involved in all that. Yeah. You saw it firsthand. So, yeah. All right.
So, Michelle, I'm very excited. You got a really good vibe.
Yeah. and where are you calling from, Teresa?
Atlanta, Georgia, at a town called Douglasville on the outskirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that accent. I love that accent.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so,
you.
Well, I've had quite the last 6 months. My life has totally been turned upside down and kind of had a near-death experience in October. And I had a MRI when I was supposed to get an MRE. I was supposed to have a one-hour event, and it turned out to be 2 hours, and I was almost baked to death and was begging and pleading for my life. And I've got some impairment. My digestive system cannot process protein. I'm on an all-liquid diet. I am divorcing my husband because of the situation has some kind of suspect stuff. The band U2, their complete album of Songs of Innocent resonates with me on so many levels. My mom, before she passed, a couple of years, she had made a pact. You know, if you go before I go, I promise you that if there's any way to make contact from the other side, I'll do so. And I laughed. My mom was gifted, and my dad, too. And I'm like, well, if you go before I go, I promise you I won't stop until I make contact. But please, Mom, don't rattle and hum the obligatory chain that's so overdone. So that kind of, resonates. Writing a book about the situation on October the 7th, which was the worst, best day of my life, and I'm releasing it on Good Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
okay.
I'm a little nervous about that. I'm excited, but I'm also nervous because, you know, the industry is self-regulated, which is very scary, and an MRI has the ability, the strength to pick up a car, 60,000 times the strength of the Earth's, you know, magnetic fields, yet we think it's nothing. And
okay. Well, let me stop you right there. I want to make sure that I do have your mom here. I want to go to your neck. Now, there's on the left side, I feel something there going on there on the left side of the neck, like a knot or a pinch, something pinched. And then your mom, she says that you smell her perfume. One of the first things that comes through, and she comes in. Hold on, what are you wearing? I want to know if there was. I know you said you were divorcing your husband, but I want to know about a wedding in the family, because she comes in like there was a marriage or a wedding that you attended or someone in the family. She's talking about two flower girls. Let me know if this makes any sense, because this is what I'm being shown.
Okay, there is going to be the cutting wedding. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I am going to be marrying the healer that when I prayed, you know, God's will be done, because I knew that I was dying, and I was in the emergency room. My colon had been enlarged to 9.1 centimeters, and the ER doctor freaked out because he's like, 8 is severely serious. We never, ever see 9. And then Brian Costigan, the healer, his friend on Facebook, reached out to me while I was, you know, in the ER. So it's kind of a joke. It's like, let me tell you about the Muslim that drove the Christian to the ER to be served by, you know, a Jew. You know, it was kind of a calamity of things. And I felt everything. I felt all of this energy and peacefulness. And when they did the next scan, everything was normal. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And the doctor was so freaked out. He was like, it was like the Three Stooges, you know, how they rub their hands down on their face and put his hands through his hair, and he kept saying, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird, you know.
Okay.
And
well, let's see what your mom has to say. So the connection with the wedding, did you understand that?
Yeah, because we're going to be getting married as soon as I get a divorce.
Gotcha.
Which is
so does that make you realize that what I just said is pretty evidential? I know I said that it was a wedding that you did attend, but it's your wedding. That's what she's saying. She comes in dressed as if she's going to a wedding. She's talking about two beautiful young girls who are the flower girls. I believe them to have brunette hair, and they're adorable. I don't know if you know who these two girls are, but that's what your mom is saying.
I know. I know one of the girls, yes.
Okay, and then lots of healing is happening even right now on the phone. I can feel this warm glow in my abdomen, and it's just a beautiful, heavenly healing type energy. I know what this warm glow is because it comes to me when I know that there's healing taking place. So she mentions the number 5, which May. What would that signify?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's May?
I'm going to be flying over to Australia, hopefully in the month of May.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's a hopefully about it. I definitely think you're going. She wouldn't be mentioning it if you weren't going. I also have some problems in the mouth area with cold sores or blisters or just a dry lips is what she's telling
me. Well, that's so wild, because as I've been working with this naturopath, Brian Costigan, he's been having me to do these detox soaks. And the first evening I did it, the next day I had on a blouse I've only worn like twice, and my armpits sweated black. And you know, for a magnet to have any kind of conductivity, it has to have metal. So what you drink called contrast obviously has to have something in it for it to, you know, work. And I kept having this leaching out from the roof of my mouth, this chemical. And I went to my dentist, which is just Dr. Goldstein, Ronald Goldstein, which is internationally known in Atlanta. He's like, you know, just so awesome. And the nerves in my teeth, for 93 days I was in such pain. It was grinding my teeth, but I wouldn't take pain medicine because it would make my digestive tract dormant. And you cannot live without that. So I have this weird little thing that's just popped up on the gum, and I've never had a cold sore or anything, and I know that it's part of all of this stuff getting out of my system.
Yeah,
and it's kind
that's exactly.
It's worrying.
Yeah, I bet. But it's all the toxins that are being released. So that she also mentions the month of February as significant. She's telling me that she was with you every step of the way from beginning to end, and that all of this was supposed to happen to put you on a path to be an outstanding leader in humanity and to share your story. So I know for sure I'll look forward to reading your book, and definitely let me know when it's done.
I certainly will.
Oh, and then, hold on. She's so cute. She's like, she talks a lot, doesn't she? That's what your mom just said.
Yes.
And, but I love her. And she says that she has the signature lipstick that she wore that was like a pinkish, she's telling me about this lipstick that she always wore. And she says that, you know, when she's with you, it's very, very simple. You connect with her all the time, and you absolutely know. And so this is no surprise, this reading, which is, you know, because she's saying it happens all the time. We connect all the time.
Yes, yes.
She
was a cigarette smoker, so that comes in first. And then
I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a smoker around me. I smelled that before the show even started. So she's been waiting to talk to you. And then she says $20. Did you just donate $20 or something about $20?
Yep.
Yeah, she's saying good job donating. Yeah.
My parents were very, very good humanitarians and helped a lot of people during their lifetime. I am concerned about my safety with my soon-to-be ex. I feel that quite possibly there's still...
Yeah, you have good concern because he's really struggling. He has loads of anger and resentment toward you. But it's not just you. There's multiple people he's angry at is what I'm being shown. I don't believe he's going to cross the line or do anything outrageous. But the anger is reaching you energetically. And so if there's anything that you can clean up.
Him.
Yeah, if there's anything you can do to clean that up, and I'm not saying physically or an actual conversation, but you can write a letter and then, you know, throw it in a fire or rip it up or do whatever you need to do with that letter. But you know, a lot of people, they get divorces or they end relationships or it ends horribly and then that's it. Well, there's more work to do.
Yes.
Because,
he had 8 phone calls from the hospital when I was in critical crisis. And I know they had to tell him, get me to the emergency room, because they let me leave in acute serious anaphylactic shock.
Yeah,
and
I just got that.
He woke me up in the middle of the night, put his hand on my face, and I was in such pain, I grabbed his wrist. I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, checking to see if you're alive. And he left the next day to go out of town because my father-in-law had broke his hip and, you know, family was gathering, not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, I feel that there's a girl connected, the MRI technician. And when I asked him, you know, because he had to call them back, he didn't remember the conversation. And then later on, March the 9th, he said he didn't call anyone back. And, you know, I have the phone records, my cell phone account. And that's huge. If you feel like your spouse is, you know, out to kind of make a quick ending for money, that's reason enough not to be with them.
I get it. Yeah. Ladies, I got to move on to the next caller.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling in and good luck. And find me on Facebook because I'd love to stay in touch with you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's
okay, thank you.
Excited. Bye.
All right, thank you. All right. I didn't catch what she said at the end, but it's not about a donation. But, yeah, I hate to interrupt. You know,
yeah.
It's like, I love the readings, but, you know, it's like I got so many other people. Let's take another call, though. At least we get one more.
Okay.
Laura in Colorado. Go ahead, please.
Laura.
Yes.
Hi. Hey, Laura. How
Hello.
Are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Just wondering if I have any messages, and if not, I have a question.
Well, go ahead and ask your question, and then I'll connect and see what
okay.
I have for you.
Okay. So my husband's getting a promotion, and I'm just wondering, we could be staying where we are now, or we could be moving, and I'm just wondering what you see about that.
Well, as you're asking the question, I'm definitely getting pulled away. So, you know, energetically, I'm feeling a pull away from where you currently are. But I don't think it's going to happen immediately. Definitely, you know, in the coming, you know, before the end of the year. And
right. Yeah.
What's the military? Well, I don't know if this is military. I'm seeing him.
Federal government.
Okay. That's, he's a brilliant man. Very
yeah,
smart.
Yeah. Very kind.
And very kind. And he has a great head on his shoulders. He loves you, loves life. I just think you have a really great catch. So congratulations
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Now the promotion is definitely needed. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because that's what they're telling me is, you know, it was this way before and now it's going to be this way. So good for you. You and your husband together have co-created a flow of abundance.
Right.
And those days are over and now you can look forward. Now you can start really building and, you know, creating more dreams and goals for yourself.
I'm wondering which now, direction that we're going, because there's a lot of cities on the list. Do you get a city?
I get an A city right off the bat.
So, yeah, there's North Carolina, Atlanta, Dallas, Texas.
Atlanta is the one, and I know that I was just talking to someone from Atlanta, so I didn't know if that was I was still connecting with her or if that's you. So
okay.
I'm you
okay.
know if I. If I were to take a wild guess, I would definitely say Atlanta.
Okay.
And now children in the mix.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if there's children currently or if there is children coming.
I have
I get
21-year-old
one,
and then a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I get one. Okay. Yeah, I can't tell if these are grandkids coming through. I'm just not sure. It's not clear to me. You're like, God, I hope not yet. but that's all that's coming through for you.
Okay.
So I hope that was helpful.
No, it absolutely was. It absolutely was. I'm a little
okay.
scared about the move, but I
yeah,
really appreciate it.
It is going to be a tough move for you is what I'm being shown. And also you're not going to like the kitchen. So try to make do as best you can. I just see you really frustrated in the kitchen. So it is going to be an adjustment because you like where you're, you know, everything now, and then it's going to be quite an adjustment.
Oh God. Okay. Thank you so much, though. I really need that information. I really, really do.
You're so welcome. And give your husband a big hug and kiss because he deserves it. Good for him.
Aw, thank you. God bless. Thank you so much for helping people. I really
Thanks for
it.
Calling.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Yes. God bless. Love and light. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. God bless. Love and light. All right. Beautiful. A lot of people here today. That's great. A lot of listeners. And the phone lines are jammed. So we're at the end of our broadcast, though, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh. There was only $2.
Yeah. you want to take another? Or we're at the end of the hour, but if you're good, I'm fine. You want to?
Oh,
what do you want
to
do?
Michael, it's your show. I'm happy either way.
Well, let's take one more then. If you're good, okay. Then I'm good. So this is just okay. Two callers. But, okay, let's go to Lori in Texas. Welcome.
Hi, Lori. I'm so glad you made it.
I am too. I'm Lori.
How's Texas? All of my family lives there, and they live in Dallas and McKinney.
Well, I'm from Wimberley, Texas, and San Marcos next to us is flooded, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a bunch of rain come through, some storms.
Yeah. Okay, well, what can I help you with tonight?
Well, I have a couple questions. I had a reading a couple months ago that was somebody close to either me or my husband was going to pass.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to conceive. And then our business was going to start thriving.
So let me get this right. You had a reading a couple of months ago, and the reader said your husband would pass. Did I hear that right?
No, a friend of, someone close to either me or my husband was going to pass away.
Okay, already alarms are going off. Go ahead.
Okay, and then I was supposed to, become pregnant, and then our business was going to flourish because we're trying to do a side business to try to bring some extra income because I'm disabled.
Okay, so what's the question?
Do you feel like that's going to happen? Because I know my aunt is in critical condition in Alabama.
Okay. And what's your aunt's name?
Aunt Vivian. Everybody calls her Aunt Viv. She's my great aunt.
Okay. No, I don't get the feeling. I'm connecting with somebody on your mom's side. And, I can give you the description. She's really tiny, but tall, but she's really thin. She looks like a librarian to me, to be honest. That's curly, curly, curly hair, but very short. I'm not sure who she is, but she's telling me, no, it's not time yet. Okay. Now, as far as conceiving, do you have a brother?
No.
Does your husband have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. Whoever this is that I'm connecting with says that your husband's brother, he needs a lot of encouragement, support, something. He's kind of a wreck. Do you understand drinking with him?
I have a kind of like brother of mine who just got out of prison. That is a total mess.
Okay, that's probably what I'm connecting with.
I call him my little brother.
You call him your little brother. Okay, that's probably what I'm connecting with here. He needs a lot of encouragement, and I know this doesn't answer your question. I cannot control the information that comes through. This is seems to be more important than. I mean, I know your issues are really important, but this is taking priority because this is what they're telling me is that he needs a lot of support, encouragement. He's really struggling. Doesn't seem like he even wants to be here. I feel like a giving up with him and turning to the bottle. Do you understand drinking with him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do whatever you can. I lost a brother to suicide. And so, you know, my alarms are going off here. We want to prevent that. We want to help him, encourage him, get him what he needs to get his feet on the ground. I feel like he's going to turn around and go straight back to prison. That's what they're telling me. That's what Spirit's showing me is he's going to turn around and go straight back to prison if he doesn't get the love and support he needs. Union and family. He needs to know he's loved because right now he doesn't feel like he has anybody.
Okay.
I can't comment on conceiving, and as far as your business flourishing, I'm really just not connecting with that. I'm really just focused in on your brother, and I know that's not what you want to hear, and that's, you know, but that's all I have.
That's okay, because he was supposed to come out today, and he never did.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to contact him.
I would encourage him to, he needs you. He needs you. And there's some people that refuse to talk to him. They're turning their backs against him because they're afraid of him or because he's done something. So I just see a bunch of backs turning against him where he has nowhere to go.
Okay.
So I can try to connect with your with the job question that you had. I don't feel like all of the ducks are in the row. I feel like there's a lot of preparation, a lot of details and things that need to get done before it will generate profit.
Okay.
And there seems to be a lot of distractions. And so if you want this to work, it needs to become, you know, really number one in you and your husband's life. I see some money being put into it. Whatever it is,
yeah.
And I don't know what it is. And I feel like there's... Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a new app called Thumbtack that we've been trying to put money in, doing quotes and stuff for people.
Okay.
To try to get a job.
Okay. There's more that will be needed is what I'm being shown.
Okay.
Now, this woman that came through... is connected to the person you call little brother. And so that's probably why you didn't recognize her, but she comes in for him. So that's all I have.
That's okay. We're going to have to call him and invite him to dinner and see how he's doing.
Yeah, that would be great. That would mean the world to him and to, you know, the spirit world.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. You're welcome.
You
have a great evening.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, thanks for your call. Sometimes the news you have to deliver is the most happiest news.
Yeah, I try to deliver it as delicately as I can and be tactful about it. I think it's going to be fine. Just concerned about the brother.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. I've heard, you know, and you are real tactful about it, and that's what I, you know, love about you is you have to deliver the news. But you know, I've had some people who have been on this show who have been, this is some years ago, so. People who are listening, don't be trying to think who it might be. No one current. they would be like, that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. It's the truth, and you have to accept it. And I'm like, oh God.
Yeah, no, that just doesn't. It's not in my character.
Yeah. They're like, well, just giving them the truth. Like, yeah, there's a couple ways of saying it. And I'm like, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great show, Michael, and I love coming on every Tuesday with you. And definitely, I am going to be donating to the homeless mission for sure. So that really, you know, it's hard to face it and look at it because it hurts. You know, it hurts your heart to see. People, that story that you played, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That poor man.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's to think, you know, people like to, you know, but if people just put themselves in their shoes, and you know, they say that 75% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So there's 75%, you know, majority of Americans are one paycheck away from being homeless themselves.
Yeah.
So that's why we all have to think of each other as our brothers and sisters. So
and
that
we truly are brothers
is,
and sisters.
We are, yes. Yes. There, this division, you know, of states, especially countries and races and, you know, sexuality. That's just nonsense. It needs to be dropped. There's no difference.
There's no difference between you or
I. No, there isn't.
We're all made from the same thing. The same stuff.
Yeah.
We're all one.
Yeah, I mean, the church we go to, the Catholic church we go to, is about 95% African American, and I love those people. They show so much love. It's not even in our area.
Yeah. I know.
I drive so far away.
I love them too. They, especially when they, and I don't mean to say they as in African American people, but.
Yeah.
When you get close to a group, they treat you like family. And I don't get that with Americans, with white Americans.
Right. Exactly.
So, I mean, it's
sure.
two different worlds.
It is. Because, you know, I grew up Catholic, so I've been in a lot of different Catholic churches. And like I've said, I have never felt the love like I have in this church. They just embrace you like family. And they're right from the get-go, and if there was a sect of people, a race of people, it would be the African Americans that would have a grudge because of, you know, slavery and the awful things that were done to their family members. They would have a grudge, and I would say, okay, you do. Could that happen to my family members? You know, it'd be hard to swallow, but they totally, you know, at least the people there at the church push that away. It doesn't even matter, and they bring you in and just show. And I think, gosh, what happened to your family members and the love you showed me? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah. So, and the deacon there, we're so close to him and so love him. And then whenever he preaches, it's so direct. And I remember years ago, and I brought Nick at the time, and I said, Nick and I just love to hear you preach. And he said, brother, I'm just keeping it real. He said, meaning I'm just speaking from my heart. So, and he's a dentist, you know, and his profession. And, but anyway, I totally agree. All right, Michelle, happy Easter to you, and we'll
happy
see you back
Easter
next week.
To you.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Great show. Thanks. Bye bye.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's Media Michelle to the show. And again, all of her contact information is listed right here on the show page. Okay. All right. Well, that's going to be a wrap for today. Tomorrow we will start at, what's the time tomorrow? 5 o'clock Eastern time. Okay. Then we'll have about 4 hours straight tomorrow. So 5 o'clock Eastern time. And that's 4 Central and 2 Pacific time. And we'll have a whole array of different guests tomorrow, a lot of different guests, okay? A lot of guests coming on with 30-minute shows. So you're going to get a big variety. We even have a girl who at 6 o'clock, she is from New York City, and she is a spiritual teacher and also a comedian. And But yeah, true story. And she used to, I get this, she used to work for the CIA. No joke. And she had a story written about her on the New York Post. And she does an interview show. She interviews different guests. And it's at 6 o'clock Eastern time on Journey in the Life, 30-minute show. So, and then we'll have the roundtable at 8 with Barbara Safransky from Salem, Massachusetts, my spiritual grandmother, love her, and and Carol will be on with her. And that is, that's what I need to do, is I need to do a show with Barbara and Media Michelle together. That would be classic. I'm going to do that. So anyway, and then Lisa Zayas will be on for the final show at 9. Okay, everybody have a great evening. Don't forget the homeless link. Don't see any donations yet all day today. Kind of sad. What do we do today? 4 hours? And nobody donated. Well, hopefully be some tonight. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.